Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
I'm Lord Killen.
I'm Ding Dong Rick.
I'm Scotty Cage.
What is in front of your face, Lord Killen?
This is...
It is I, Skeletor. And Cobra Commander.
It's not, and Cobra Commander.
They're yeah, twins. They're voiced by the same guy. Anyways, look, that's a debate, but we don't want to get into it right now.
I think it's only a debate when there's a possibility it could be true. But like when you actually know that for a fact it's not the same person, it's not really a debate.
Look, the internet's a crazy place. You can go and fact check all kinds of weird things, but I'm telling you, in the recording studios back in the day,
oh boy,
Skeletor would be voiced.
Yeah.
And then they'd flip the script, and then they'd run the G.I. Joe cartoon, and then he'd just do Cobra Commander.
Sure.
Is that for
Skeletor, Cobra Commander! Actually, see, same guy.
It does sound the same when he says it.
I did actually hear that way back in the day, and they actually, it's the same exact script, they just flip all the words around, and it just works.
Makes different episodes.
It just really works.
It's the same concept when you play a record backwards. Anyway,
right.
So this is something that our good friend at Hunter Knight Customs made. It
yeah.
is a Sinestro Core Skeletor.
That,
sweet.
I don't get. I don't understand why you're doing the Cobra Commander voice with the Skeletor.
Same guy. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we went over that.
Anyways, this is a custom that we had commissioned, and as you can maybe see, he is beautiful.
Pretty.
He's
What's very
his,
sunshiny.
His web address is on the side. What's his web address?
Yeah. So it's VIP Collector, VIP Collector, VIP Collector.com. We can
again?
Go to view his items, and I think he's got a storefront there. And you can also have some amazing, one-of-a-kind pieces commissioned.
Awesome.
And we also need to thank Novelty Inc. for this this Talladega Nights smelly thing for your car.
Hey, I'm Ricky Bobby!
You know, Ricky Bobby was also voiced by the same person that did The Thing. From the movie the Fantastic Four.
Really?
Yeah, the guy
I did
the
not
Shields.
Know that.
So
Shields?
So I'm gonna call him not so original Scotty because he's taking all my lines.
Oh.
That's okay. It's okay.
You could call me
okay,
making
Mr.
fun.
One, Mr.
Of
one man
Scotty.
More than you, Scotty.
If you're not first, you're last.
That's true. All right, for those of you who might be new to the show, what this is a weekly action figure discussion podcast and video cast. And as you can see, oftentimes we kind of get off course and have a little bit of fun. So if you guys like toy talk and you like craziness, you have found the right show. You can find our audio version of the podcast right there on popculturenetwork.com. If you'd like to watch the video version, that also becomes available the same day. Check out our YouTube site, youtube.com/popculturenetwork. Please subscribe. The more subscriptions we get, the better it is for us. And the video is also embedded right there on popculturenetwork.com, usually later in the day after the audio version is released. All right, so let's go ahead. What are you doing?
He's trying to break that.
Quit breaking my new toy.
New toy.
New old toy.
It's my new old toy. Christina's playing with a Black Star
figure.
He
wants to be a part of the episode.
Well, he's going to not be part of this world very much longer if you keep moving his legs.
It sounds like it's going to snap right off. Don't
yeah, she's working them loose.
No comment.
All right, let's go ahead and get into some toy news for the week. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we have talked about the G.I. Joe subscription service that is being issued from Fun Publications. And they finally started revealing a lot of the actual action figures that are being released in the subscription. So we have 6 of the 13 figures now revealed. So going down the list, we have Quarrel, Cobra Dice, the Nanobat, Grunt in his tan outfit, Topside, and Iron Claw. Just to repeat what we had talked about before, most of the figures in this line are basically kit bashes, repaints, etc. of pre-existing parts. I don't think there's any new sculpts in this line, but they are giving some more... The goal, I think, is to kind of give some more of the obscure characters in this line that hadn't already been released in the 25th anniversary. So all these figures are going to come on the 25th anniversary blister-style packaging. You have to be a member of the G.I. Joe Collectors Club in order to subscribe. As an added bonus, there will be a 13th figure for free if you sign up for the subscription, but actual details still have not been released. It says it's an additional option to the club membership. Stay tuned as they'll have more details over the next couple weeks.
So it's free.
So we still,
when you pay for it.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. You get one figure. Well, I guess it's because you don't get one figure that you're not technically paying for. But, yeah, we still don't know exact cost. We don't know exactly when this is going into effect. It's just they're finally revealing figures, which is good, but we still don't have actual details on how much it's going to cost to subscribe each month. I think the rumor right now is that it is still going to be $20 or $25 per figure, and it's two figures a month, so that's kind of pricey.
It's every other month, though, right?
No, it's every month, and it's only a six-month-long subscription.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. Did you guys look at any of the figures? Is anything there look interesting
to
you?
Absolutely, 100% not.
No?
Yeah, they look okay. Some of them look like...
I like...
They almost look Mortal Kombat-ish.
Well, I think we're all kind of speaking as casual G.I. Joe fans. Very we're not, so. Like, hardcore Joe fans by any means.
They've got to hate it worse than we do because it's like you said, they're all repaints.
Yeah.
If they were like, hey, we're going to do this new He-Man line and they're all repaints. No.
Yeah, right? No. That's kind of like the
whole... And we know that they are on sale in the stores for, like, you know, $10. So we jacked it up $15 extra.
Yeah.
We're going to bring out two a month and you have to pay for shipping.
Oh,
that's not pretty good.
I kind of like Dice, because I remember him before. He was one of the ninjas when they released the ninjas.
You're the only one that liked that, those
really?
Ninja guys, though.
Slice, remember, because the Slicer slices Dice.
Who's the green guy? Start with a...
Who was it? Kamakura or whatever?
Something like that.
I like the ninjas, but I know that the ninjas kind of have a bad rap with the G.I. Joe fans.
Well, because they all had action features.
Yeah.
And because they came on disgusting
But maybe cards. Maybe that's... Part of because I'm kind of a casual.
They came on the gross cards.
Those bright pink cards, yeah, dude. They're awesome.
Maybe it was for breast cancer.
Right, no, we don't have any of the ninjas.
Gross.
Was that remember for the breast cancer awareness?
Yes. That is why they did.
Oh,
that.
That's a good idea.
Breast
yeah.
cancer awareness.
They were the first.
Because you know, kids are all about donating money for cancer research.
You know which ones I really liked were the ones that turned invisible when you dipped them in the water. Do you remember those?
Anything that goes invisible, remember, you
I
love.
I still have a Snake Eyes that he's not quite colored anymore because mm-hmm. I guess he just faded over time. But he's black, and then you dip him in the hot water, and he turns like all white.
Huh.
And they had a whole line of ninjas like that.
Just like a ninja.
Yeah, because they're invisible, man.
Oh no, because they dip in water and change color.
Oh yeah, ninjas do that too.
That's not an action feature. That's life.
I kind of like this Iron Claw guy, too. See, I noticed that I'm totally drawn to the characters that look more like not army guys. I like the ninjas and the crazy masks and stuff like that.
And the halo weapon.
And the giant halo weapon.
I'm just not a fan of neon.
Well, you don't like the bright purple and reds that this guy's wearing?
They just go together so well.
I like it.
Yeah, it was cool in the 90s.
In the 90s was my favorite era for
Guess
Joes.
Guess what? This ain't the 90s anymore.
That's when I was buying them avidly, was in the 90s.
Everybody was buying everything in the 90s.
Everybody was buying everything.
Yep.
Fact.
Comics, fact. They were buying toys, they were buying Ninja Turtles.
True about the comics for sure, right?
So,
cool.
Collecting right. baseball cards.
Well, I am curious if any Joe fans out there are going to be subscribing to this, and if you're actually excited about it. So this will be a good thing to actually ask for next week's episode. If any of you guys out there on our forums are Joe fans, let's hear what you have to say about this subscription, and we'll read it next week, because I'm curious. Like I said, we're all kind of like casual G.I. Joe fans, so I don't think we have the same outlook on that as hardcore fans might. So I'm curious. All right, so on the same topic of G.I. Joe, New images have been released of waves 3 and 4 of the 30th anniversary line. Did you look at these, Killen?
No, because I already know I'm getting them, so I don't even need to look at them.
So, okay, wave 3.
That makes perfect sense.
Is that a cartoon?
I'm not going to, like, no, I didn't clip those.
That's from a cartoon?
I'm getting them all. A lot of them are.
Okay.
From the Revolution.
Wave 3 is Techno Viper, and then the rest of the wave is all from the Renegades cartoon. So it's Cobra Trooper, Ripcord, Tunnel Rat, and Scarlet, all based on the animated style.
Well, click on Tunnel Rat. Where's he at?
And then, I'll open him up. Hold on. Wave 4 is Sci-Fi, which actually I really like. And then there's Renegade's version of Law and Order and Renegade version of Airtight. I don't know why they've only got 3 figures listed, so. So it looks like most of the Wave 3 and 4 of the 30th anniversary is all animated based.
Well, at least half to 75%, and then it'll be one normal figure or two normal figures.
Yep, there we go. Tunnel Rat. I don't know how I really feel about... I mean, they're okay looking. They're kind of good, but I still haven't seen Renegades. So
he totally looks like he was from that Jackie Chan cartoon.
He does.
That's him, dude. That's one of the cousins or something.
That's exactly how he looks in the cartoon, so that's pretty good.
I just like the movie Tunnel Rat. That was my boy.
I haven't even seen Renegades, so I don't know. I don't really have any interest in those, but
I don't even think we get that.
The Hub?
No, I don't get the Hub.
Wow, that's un-American.
It's un-American that I don't get it?
Yeah.
You get the Hub? You get the Hub? You get the Hub?
Uh-uh.
And I don't get it.
Man, it sucks growing up in the hood.
You don't get anything. It's like we're all the Canadians.
No, I really...
You do not get the Hub.
I want to watch Gem.
No way.
Yeah. We have Hub on the satellite.
What? Oh, you got satellite.
Direct TV.
We have cable.
I get every show.
I do really like Sci-Fi. I'm just saying. I always liked Sci-Fi. I had a Sci-Fi when I was a kid, and I always liked them. I think that's a cool figure.
I watch Sci-Fi, the channel.
I do, too, especially when they have Twilight Zone marathons.
I like that superhero show.
What's superhero? Who wants to be a superhero?
Mario Brothers?
Is that coming back?
No, they need to bring it back.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Techno Viper looks cool. He's very purple.
Are those Gatorade bottles he comes with?
Yes, bottles of Gatorade.
And you cannot see these pictures. Be sure to look in the comments section, and there will be direct links to these.
Sweet. Well done, Killen.
Because I'm not posting the pictures individually. It would take an ungodly amount of time, and I only had like 6 hours to do this. So
that's all you have.
Why are you skipping that? Why are you skipping that one?
That's it.
We're going to come back to that one, because we're going to have a lot of discussion on that. So
first I want to
bring up, real quick, the Ghostbusters sale that's happening on MattyCollector.com.
I don't even want to talk about it.
That we announced last week. Guess what just happened, like, today?
40%.
They are now 40% off.
How much were they last week?
Last week they were, like, $16 a piece, I think. Now they're $12 a piece.
$12.99.
Yeah.
And they got all four of them?
Every figure is available still that they've ever released. It's all up there.
Wow.
The only ones that they've sold out of so far are two of the 12-inchers. Everything else is still in stock, including Stay Puffed, but Stay Puffed is still full price.
I thought he was sold out.
Nope. He's in stock right now.
He's in and out, but...
Hey, that is... A lot of people are very happy about that.
Not this guy.
He's not. He went on a big rant last week about Comic-Con exclusives getting sold after the
Con. But it's obviously... I want them to protect my investment, and they're not doing that. They're making me feel like, you know, honestly, next year for San Diego, I'm not buying a bunch of exclusives. I'll buy one or two that I want, and that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. After the last 2 years of them getting... I mean, this year has been the worst it's ever been, but they're not going to protect...
Just do the pre-orders again, and what you pre-order, pick up.
Right. I mean, I'm just not going to buy extras for stories. It's just like, if they're not going to protect the investment, then there's no point in me investing.
Well, they don't care about your investment, though. They care about their pocketbooks right now.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if you caught that.
It just hurts.
Well, one of the big things that sucks for him is that the Mad Maddie sets that went on like a week or so ago, people started getting all their Mad Maddie orders. Every single person that got one got a Molar versus Skeletor set.
Wow.
And Killen still has a giant stack of them down here that he's never going to be able to sell because everybody owns one now.
I'll be able to sell them in like 10 years when they're rare.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so here is the fun topic for the week. This one popped up late last week.
I'm salty about this.
Kind of randomly.
Why?
All right, so here's the deal. Concerning Bandai's Thundercats line, I guess Bandai has started sending out the distribution lists to a lot of the retailers, and BigBadToyStore.com was the first one to post it up, because they always take pre-orders when they get their lists of the new figures, and it appears that Bandai has gone a different direction with their scales for their classic line of Thundercats action figures. Now, if we remember before, the Thundercat Classics, which were the ones based on the original cartoon series, were in the 8-inch scale. And so far, they've only released Lion-O and Tigra, and then they had a San Diego-exclusive version of Lion-O. Well, for this new assortment that's listed, they now have 6-inch Classics Series 1, and the set includes Lion-O and Mumra. They don't have an 8-inch line listed at all. So, it appears that they have scrapped the 8-inch Classics line, and they're starting over with a new 6-inch line. And the new 6-inch line is going to have Lion-O again, in a 6-inch scale now, and then a Mumra figure in that scale. Bandai has yet to actually make, like, an actual announcement about this, so right now this is all just based off of these lists.
So somebody could have made a mistake and put a 6-inch.
Somebody might have messed up, but again, it also does say Series 1, and it does list Lion-O again and Mumra. So, I don't know. It's kind of strange. But right now, I think the general consensus is that it does look like the 8-inch line is over, and they're starting over with a 6-inch line, and I've seen a lot of mixed reactions to this. Because first of all, let's go back to when the 8-inch line was released. Everybody complained about it. It was too big. It doesn't fit in with the rest of their toys. They wanted them to be 6 inches, this and that. Well, apparently Bandai said, maybe they're right. Maybe we should make a 6-inch line. So they are. And now everybody's saying, oh, I already bought the 8-inch figures. Now I got to start over with 6-inch figures. And that's where we're at.
Oh, no. 2 figures in. I got to start all over.
So, but I mean, still, I can see the complaints from both sides of the spectrum. I really can. Because now everybody's going to have an 8-inch Lion-O and Tigra that aren't going to fit in with anything else, and you'll never be able to complete an 8-inch team.
Well,
you'll just have those two
figures.
That's
when you give those to your kids and let them play with it.
That's my biggest qualm with this. I feel like I started to invest myself in something that was just getting started, and it got scrapped before, you know, really anything could happen with it. And now I'm going to have these 8-inch figures, which honestly I love. I think they're great.
Really?
And so, you know.
I couldn't be happier.
They're changing it,
yeah,
to 6-inch?
Absolutely.
I don't care either way.
So now the figures are going to be cheaper. Okay, sorry that everybody bought.
I hope they're cheaper.
There's no way that
I hope they're cheaper for
no
sure.
Way.
Well, they're running two 6-inch lines. I mean, how are they going to make them different from each other?
Well, because the one 6-inch line was based on
the new
series,
cartoon
and this one's
going to
be based on the classic series.
I don't know, man. It's kind of rough.
Oh, is that too confusing for you?
It is.
Okay.
Can we call it 6A and 6B?
Yes, 6A
so
and 6B.
We could do that.
Yes.
Now they're going to fit in more with our.
And I like that. I like that too. And I do. I think you're right. The price will have to be cheaper. I hope, because what are the other 6-inch figures run for right now?
20 at retail.
No, that the 8-inch were 20.
Oh yes.
What are the 6-inchers at
retail? $20 for one 8-inch.
$17.99.
Yeah.
So they're a few bucks cheaper.
It was $16.99 because for $4 more, you could get the 8-inch figure because it was $21.99, right?
Okay, so these will be $16.99 maybe.
Yep.
So you'll be $4 cheaper, whatever.
Maybe.
We'll see what they
I'm
do.
I'm sure they will be.
I would just keep them 20, just to keep it simple.
I wonder if they're going to like
and greedy.
Do you think they'll keep the same idea intact, like with the interchangeable hands and everything?
Sure.
I hope they're
just going to shrink the line down. There's not.
I hope.
They just listen to the fans.
Well, if they're going to... Well, I hope that they're going to fix some of the other minor issues, too. I want the joints painted. I want
some of that kind of stuff done.
Now you're asking for a lot. Somebody's got to actually take
you're
gonna
some
paint. You're going
to ask for another $5 on prices to get that stuff.
Just to get the joints painted?
Wow. It seems like such a waste with them going through and having the names printed on the front of the bubbles for the...
Yeah.
Like the ladder.
Yeah, like they just revised the 8-inch ones and actually included the names on the packages. And now they're scrapping the 8-inch line and they're starting.
Well, I hope this actually happens and we're not just don't know what we're talking
about. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm like Bandai still hasn't actually released anything about this. This is all based on what the retailers are getting on their distribution lists. So
I didn't get that list, by the way. So I can't confirm.
Well, you don't order directly from Bandai.
I know, right?
So that's probably why.
Let me tell you something, Bandai. This guy wants Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So make it happen.
Make it happen.
I'm with killing.
So, along with that, they also list some of the other figures for, like, the new series. Like, they have the 12-inch Armor of Omens exoskeleton figures, which are going to be based on, like, the big suits that they wore in, whatever. Mm-hmm. What was that episode? You guys saw that episode, right?
They're all really good.
Yeah. Lion and Mummer got the big exoskeleton suits. They're releasing those. Yeah.
Which one was it?
That's the episode that had the tiger sharks in it and Monstar in it. And it says that the exoskeletons are 12 inches and they come with a 4-inch figure.
Perfect.
So the figure will actually fit inside of the big suit and everything. Awesome. So that's kind of cool. It
says here's the price right here. $100.
It says... No. And then this is the 6-inch Collector Series 2, which is from the new cartoon. They're doing a Chitara in the 6-inch scale. And then the new Series 2 of 4-inch figures is Claudus.
Sweet.
Which is awesome. Mumra Transformed, so I don't...
Sweet.
It's one of his... and then there's Lion-O version 2.
Well, they didn't have a 4-inch Mumra.
They had them in the deluxe one. Right.
But I thought that was a 6-inch. You're right.
But then the other figures in that wave are Lion-O version 2 and Battle Damage Panthro. Uh-oh. Here we go with the variants already.
And Spinblade Wily Kit.
And then Deluxe Figure Series 2 is Panthro, again, and Slythe. So we're getting a Slythe in the Deluxe line. So that's pretty cool. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where these go. I'm really curious about that 6-inch line, just to see what they do with it, and if it's true, and if the 8-inch really is disappearing. But time will tell.
I hope it does.
You want the 6-inch figures? Mm-hmm.
I was one of the ones that complained that it was going to be 8-inch.
Yeah, a lot of people did. I mean,
they were sweet. I'm with Rick. They're awesome.
I just prefer
6-inch figures.
They're so big. They look like they're giants compared to every other toy.
Whenever I was a kid, I always remembered the Thundercats stuff being larger than everything else.
They were.
So whenever this stuff came out, I expected it to be larger than everything else.
Really?
So the fact that they're kind of cutting it back, it almost seems like they're taking away something that I remembered about.
So they're pretty much killing. Killing your past.
A killing to Lion. Murder. I'm just happy that I can pose Lion-O and He-Man next to each other now.
That will be cool.
I got a 6-inch Hogan.
Uh-oh.
A 6-inch Superman. A 6-inch He-Man. Soon to be a 6-inch Lion-O. And a 6-inch Green Ranger.
So who's who wins?
All of them. That's the 18. Oh,
who drives? Tommy?
No. Mr. T still.
Where you guys want to go, sucker?
We got to have a 6-inch Mr. T, right?
Well, yeah. He's just the driver, though.
Is it an early T or a late T with the gold?
Oh, gold for sure. Right. Maybe even the new one from the World of Warcraft commercial. Why not? He needs a job now. He hasn't done anything.
That's true. I'm a Night Wolf. Oh, Mohawk. Isn't that what it was?
Something like that.
Night Wolf Mohawk.
And now he's driving my fake dream team around.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will finish the toy news discussion. And then you guys get to talk about your trip to Kane County, if anything exciting happened there. So we'll be right back.
What it is, friends. Sweenholic here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, calling all my comic book fanatics to come check out Comic Nation TV the last Friday of every month, as well as Comic Nation TV comic news every Friday on the Pop Culture Network.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Vinn. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Will He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show?
To my vein and to the annoyance of my entire life, yes, this is Operation Retro Shock. And he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
Ah, the power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to the Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Alright guys, welcome back from the break.
I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Pixel Dan. Alright, here we go. More news real quick. First up, last week we talked about some of the New York Comic Con reveals, including the Masters of the Universe Classics reveals. And when we talked about Snake Man at Arms, we had mentioned that Mattel said that he was going to come with a second head. This week, Mattel released a press release that said, yeah, nope, our bad. He's not coming with a second head. Sorry about that rumor that got started at New York Comic Con.
We didn't say
by
it.
Us.
We didn't say it. Yeah, which is so funny because all these news sites reported this from the panel.
Right.
And now Mattel's going, it must have been some hearsay or something at the convention because we didn't say that.
Like, no.
So like during the panel,
have you on
somebody,
camera? Yeah. Oh, no. You know you didn't.
No, during the panel, somebody just went, and we're going to have a second head.
And like, oh, wow. So I just wrote that down real quick.
Cool.
I don't know anything about the second head or who said it, but I like it.
So as of right now, Snake Man at Arms is exactly what we saw. He's just a straight rehash of the first Man at Arms with a snake head. No second head at all.
Extremely lame.
So yeah, everybody is right back to hating that figure for the most part. Not everybody. But a lot of people are just really disappointed in it because it's just the same figure
with
a new head. And
that's going to be a sub figure.
And it, yes, it is.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, what makes it worse is they... Holy... Really? They try to make up for that oversight, if you will, by throwing in that second issue of the three comic book.
Oh, but guys, it comes with the second mini comic.
So that's basically them saying, all of you people who do not want this figure, guess what? You're buying it because you want that
You
comic.
Want that mini comic. Yeah.
Now, we know your game, Mattel.
Now, I've seen a lot of people kind of saying, you know, well, what about Battle Armor Skeletor and Battle Armor He-Man? Those were the same thing, just with a new armor piece.
Oh, come on.
And it's like, well,
those are staples.
There is differences, because, first of all, people wanted the Battle Armor figures. Those had a legitimate demand.
Who said that out
loud? Nobody. I don't think anybody has a legitimate demand for Snake Man at Arms. I might be wrong, maybe some people do, but as a general consensus, I don't think people have been demanding Snake Man at Arms.
But there's at least one or two.
I have said that it would be a cool concept to get to, just because they did Snake Tila in the previous line and so on and so forth, but not in this aspect. That's just crazy.
He comes with the Serpent Ring, which is a neat accessory, but let's be honest, that could have come with any of the Snake Men. You know, you don't have to give us a Snake Man at Arms and use that as your excuse to give us the Serpent's Ring. If you wanted to make the Serpent's Ring, you could have thrown that in with any other cooler figure. So I don't accept that as a valid reason either to give us, you know. I was thinking about it earlier. When the original Man-at-Arms figure came out, he came with two heads, his club, a sword, a gun, and the Techno Power Sword. Snake Man-at-Arms is only coming with a snake head and a Serpent Ring and a mini comic? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Well, it's like, what?
Let's be honest.
You guys can do better than that.
Didn't they say something about him at least being painted
in the
Mike Young color scheme?
Right. So that's what they're saying now, is that they are looking at repainting the outfit to look more like it did in the 2000X cartoon, and they're now also looking at using the arms from Trapjaw or Roboto that's got the circuitry on it,
right,
because that Man-at-Arms had kind of a circuitry-looking outfit. And so they're saying, so that way you can put the old head on this figure and you can have a 2000X style Man-at-Arms.
Why can't they at least sculpt his gun?
Well, that's the other thing. So now everybody's going, well, yeah, that's fine and well, but if you're going to do that, we need the 2000X arm blaster, or we need an unhelmeted head with the ponytail, or both. You know, so it's like...
Something.
It's like Mattel's trying, but nobody's happy with
this. You can't make everybody happy.
Yeah, but this is
you can make at least one person
happy, though. I think this is the first figure, except maybe Mighty Spector, that has really got the whole community kind of like most of the community is against this figure. And I've seen a lot of people who say they're happy with it, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's a lot of people who are not happy with this figure.
I think his head is totally cool. I think it looks awesome.
I will totally agree with you. The head sculpt is awesome.
Not
but
yet.
It's just...
Not yet.
I'm pretty sure the people that are happy with it are the people that were happy with any Master of the Universe figure.
This is definitely...
In the Spectre?
This is definitely where you can say, why are we getting this when we should be getting this, 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 or this, or this?
That's true.
Or Mesquite toy.
I like the way you think.
How about anybody except for Snake Arm Luke?
Snake Man Arms.
They're totally got to just be looking at it from the aspect of, oh, well, it only costs us this much to do a new head, and we can just completely reuse everything
else. And we get that. That's just, now we have to pay an additional $30-some for a figure that is exactly the same, well, with a slight different paint job.
And I totally get, too, that, like, yeah, I get that you're going to re-release some figures of different variants. That's the way this line works, you know? But let's look at the past variants. Battleground Teela was practically an all-new figure. Battleground Evil Lyn included two heads, a cape, a staff, and a knife, okay? You guys are just seriously straight up being lazy with Snake Man at Arms. I can't, like, you just gave him the one head. That's all you're giving
him. It
seems
like they're trying to make up money somewhere.
Maybe. Maybe it cost them too much to make Shadow Weaver or something.
Yeah, we lost our butt on this figure, so what we're going to do is we're going to do this. And it's even worse because it's a sub figure.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
That's what a lot of people are really upset about.
That
they have to get this now because they bought the subscription. So I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of Snake Man at Arms on the secondary market.
I don't know. Well, hopefully they'll make a Snake Teela, and then that'd be cool.
Yeah, I know. Killen was really hoping for Snake Teela.
They could have done a 2-pack or a 3-pack with something like that and done...
I thought that's what they were going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that was totally what you said when we first saw the Serpent Ring. You said you were thinking it might be a 3-pack or a 2-pack.
Well, I was hoping for Madame Raz.
Madame Raz.
So I'm kind of upset.
With who?
And Broom?
Yep.
With the snake,
the witch?
The snake ring. You wanted a Madame
Raz
with
the serpent ring.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, I just want to, like, I've seen so many people confused by this. The serpent ring is not meant for us to wear. If you watch the Mike Young cartoon, it was an actual big ring that King Hiss used to turn people into snakes. I've seen a lot of people that are like, I don't need some stupid ring that I can just wear. It's not that. It's not a ring for us to wear. It's an action figure accessory. You put it in King Hiss's hands, and he turns people into snakes. So just so we have that clear, it's an actual figure accessory, not a ring.
It's because they said that it may or may not be die-cast, so everybody's automatically like, oh, it's got to be jewelry.
Yeah, they are looking at making it a die-cast ring, which I think would be cool.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Serpent Ring's a cool accessory. I just don't buy that as a blatant excuse for this Man-at-Arms. And one of the other things, I keep seeing some other people thinking that, like, maybe that they're going to use those Roboto arms because they're just going to try to use Roboto's gun attachment as an excuse for Man-at-Arms blaster. And I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, Mattel better not even try to pull that off.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they try to throw that out there and go, look, it's his blaster, I'm for sure going to call shenanigans on that. Like, no. That's just as bad as you saying, we can't do the Keldor swords because the classic power sword is the Keldor sword. It's the same thing. No, it's not. It is not the same thing, Mattel. It's not the same thing. I am not going to buy that. So, I don't know. I just, Snake Man at Arms. I don't know how I feel. I'm not happy. I know
if
that.
If I were them, I would just start the entire line over and go to 8-inch.
good suggestion. Scrap Masters Classics. Change it to 8-inch Masters Classics. We're all set. We're good
That's
to
right.
go. Damn. Start over with He-Man and Mumm-Ra.
And your figures will be $40 a piece now.
Issue two figures and say, you know what?
How about 4-inch?
This minds. Ain't working. We're going to go with 7-inch.
In the middle.
4 is good. I'll go with that. I need a He-Man beating up on my Joes.
I've always thought a 4-inch line would be cool for Masters, but I wouldn't want that to replace
line. I don't like that stuff.
Like, if it was a separate line at the same time, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because you get all kinds of playsets and vehicles.
Yeah, for sure.
We can get a Castle Grayskull.
We probably would if they were in the 3¾-inch scale.
If they do a movie, I'm sure we're going to get 4-inch figures.
You think so?
Yeah.
But are they going to do a movie?
Soon. Supposedly. They say it at every panel at every convention. Yeah, the movie's still in the works.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Exactly.
Well, people would stop writing terrible scripts.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got this idea where we got this bald principal guy. What? He used to be in, like, you know,
hey, Lubick.
Back to the Future.
Hey, Lubick's
well, now
awesome,
he's this
dude.
Badass cop, right? You following me?
Hey.
You following me?
Look.
We got this little furry guy.
Nobody takes pot shots at Lubick.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Who, Gizmo from Gremlins?
Yes. Right. Gizmo. Yes, Gizmo.
He was a Masters once.
You should probably erase some of your messages. I don't know.
No, that's fine. I don't ever delete my messages. All right, so there we go. There's our Snake Man-at-Arms rant, I guess. All right, so last week we talked about Hasbro and Mattel reveals from New York Comic Con, and we had asked people to go to the forums and kind of talk about some of the things that they wanted us to mention on the podcast from New York Comic Con that we did not cover. So we have a few people who posted some things in that thread, so I thought we'd run through that stuff real quick. Flame Zeron on the forums said that he would like to hear something about the PlayArts Kai stuff that was covered at New York Comic Con. Luckily, our friend Rob Bass was on site, and he did take photos of the displays of the PlayArts Kai stuff from Square Enix. And we do have those on the site right now. If you guys head over to popculturenetwork.com, you should be able to do a search to find the pictures. But they did have a lot of those new figures on display that we had kind of talked about previously on the site. Like, they've got the Batman Arkham City, Batman and Joker figures. They had them on display for the first time.
It's almost too much.
I still don't know how I feel about these, honestly.
They look like statues.
I don't like his face.
Well,
the
first
Joker's
of all,
face.
All
that's
the
how it is in the game.
All
is
the PlayArts Kai stuff is huge.
I don't like it.
Eight, 9 inches tall, something like that. They're big.
So those are 9-inch figures?
Yeah, they're really big,
gross.
But they're also really posable. They always come with lots of accessories. The detailing's pretty nice, but I think I agree with you. They are kind of, like, over-detailed. Like, there's a lot of...
Well, the cape's pretty cool with it flying in the wind.
I don't know, but that's what you expect in that line anyways. So.
Yeah.
How much are those figures? Where are
they usually run about...
60 or 70.
Yeah.
Are these?
40 to 50, I think, generally.
That's a little bit better than Hot Toys. They're like, hey, look! Just a little bit better of this figure, and quadruple the price.
Hot Toys is super expensive.
That just made a lot of people mad. Hot Toys is like, Jesus! Take it back, Squirty Cash!
Well, they are imports.
You're talking about the Superman?
Gonna be more.
Yeah, any of them. Yeah, Superman for sure, though. That Superman is not $200 better than Mattel Superman, by the way. No.
You don't have it, though. You don't know.
I don't need to have it. I've seen the picture.
I want
to
know who
if
agrees.
You it, it would change your life.
No.
And you would finally get a driver's
Never
license.
Is a doll worth $300, first of all.
Does anybody agree with that? With Scotty Cash? I want to
yes.
know.
Yes, they
I
do.
I want to know who agrees and who's against that.
And don't just agree. Only if you would actually think about if you had to pay for it. Don't just go, oh, for sure. Stop. Say it out loud before you type it on the computer. Is it if I had to pay $300, aren't the Hot Toys $300?
Yeah, a couple hundred dollars for sure. I don't know exactly how much, so... But
yeah, I think Superman was 40.
Well, you don't 30. Even have the hub, so of course you don't want to pay.
You don't even have the hub. Good argument.
I also don't watch Oprah or the O Channel, which you have.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
And
you said you have every channel.
Maybe if you were on an Oprah show, she'd be like, everybody's getting a Hot Toys Superman.
And I'd go, oh, yeah! And I'll step on it.
And you're like, oh, best figure ever, because you actually touched it.
No.
You know what you're talking about. Instead of just rambling on.
Okay, anyway.
Alright, so they also had the Street Fighter figures on display, which were also recently announced.
$70 for that.
So they, well, no, it's probably like 50.
What'd you do?
40 or 50.
You
I
broke
think.
It.
So they had Ryu, Akuma, Kami, and Chun-Li.
Who's Ryu?
Ryu.
Whatever. Oh, Ryu.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
They were all on display, and they actually
tomato,
really
tomato.
Cool. Tomato, yes.
Potato.
But I don't know. Like I really like the PlayArts line. It's hard to invest.
Oh yeah, they're nice.
It's hard to invest in.
They could cut the price in half by making them statues.
By making them statues?
Yeah, I would think so. Because if those are $70, you can't.
Yeah, but I think it's like
well,
the charm.
You're
is
paying
that,
extra because they are actually imports too, though.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, how many times are you gonna say? I think you just want to say imports.
You know, like big pip and stuff. Imports.
I remember in high school you used to smoke Newports and roll them up in your sleeve.
Yep.
And you had a card gang.
Yeah, I slicked my hair back.
Thunderbird
greasy.
Or something.
I was a greasy.
For sure.
Oh, it's greaser.
Your
greaser.
Hair.
All right. Why is he underneath the box?
Because
it's like a wabbit trap.
It's
he's
snake.
Pulled out. It falls down
it's
on
snake
it.
From Metal Gear, dude. He's hiding under a box. Yeah, so they had some of the figures from the Metal Gear line on display, which are really cool. I actually do have the sneaking suit snake.
Mm-hmm. Stop bragging.
from that. Oh, my mistake. Sorry.
How much was that?
It was expensive. We did a video on it that one time. Remember when I was ducked under the box?
It was a review.
Hey, that's sad, dude, because I thought the SH Figure Arts figures were expensive. Those are like 6-inch figures that are like... They actually have those at our Toys R Us now.
Yeah, I saw people... You could pre-order them on their site, too. They sold out real quick.
Well, no, they're in our store right now.
Do the Power Ranger ones?
Yeah, because Travis Cook was like, yeah, these are in my store. And I was like, dude, you must have the greatest Toys R Us ever, because we don't ever get anything like that. And me and Jay went there today to burn some time, and they have them.
Did you buy them?
No. Travis Cook bought them for me.
Oh, very nice.
Can't beat that.
I don't know who that is.
That's my new best friend.
Your best friend. No! You can only have one!
Well, then Rick.
Oh!
We rode together.
Same skateboard?
Yeah.
Same skateboard.
No, he may be pushing me. He's like, come on, we gotta get there before 7. Seriously, I'm tired, Rick.
What about the Halo figures from Player at Sky?
Depends on the price. I mean, they're awesome. That's not the argument.
Yeah.
I don't, for sure, we were talking a second ago about the 8-inch line, or the Thundercat figures. That was pushing it. 9-inch, 10-inch, no thank you.
All right. Okay. I get it.
So what if the Masters figures were that price?
No, it ain't happening.
But what they were, you would buy them, right?
No.
Yeah, It'd be so hard, dude. If they were that expensive.
We've already had this conversation many times.
And did I win?
No.
Did I win? Yeah, yeah.
I would probably buy He-Man. That's it.
All right.
That would be,
well,
then you would buy him, obviously.
I would have to. It'd be so hard. I'd have to stop buying anything else ever if I was only...
If those were $70, you would not buy them.
70? No, that's too much.
What were you talking here?
No, I bet you'd still buy a few.
Are you talking 35?
Let's do 60. Let's do 60.
60?
No, 60 still alive.
No.
That's a video game.
Right? I had a hard time coming with the cash to buy Arkham City.
I guarantee you your toy is going to outlast the playtime of your video game for
$60.
Never.
Not Arkham City.
Oh, no.
I want to play Arkham City.
I sleep with that game, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I bathe with that game. I take it out of the Xbox, hold it like this, shower, put it back in, and play it again.
Does it touch
even
you
though away? I'm yeah, even though I'm only 4% done and I've played it for about 6 hours.
I know, right? That's what I was like. I played that for hours and I turned it back on the next day and I was like 1% complete. I was like, what?
It's gonna be the game that you beat it and it's gonna say that you beat it at 30%.
Yeah, 30%.
You're gonna have all those extra.
Oh, that there's no doubt about that because you gotta get all those silly Riddler trophies.
Yeah.
Man,
I guess who doesn't care about the Riddler trophies?
You?
That's right.
I always do that kind of more as an after thing than I do during gameplay.
Well, I remember the first one, I kept like, oh, this is almost it. Here we go. Nope, this isn't the end.
Yeah.
Just kept going and kept going and kept going. So
I actually nearly 100% completed the first game. But this one seems a lot harder to do that because, like, the Riddler trophies are just like everywhere, and the riddles are a lot tougher.
I keep playing the.
You have such a big open space in this one too.
I keep playing the challenges.
Really, the challenges.
I love those, dude. I love them because now I got a couple different.
The combat
fits.
In that game is great, dude. Oh, it's so cool.
I'm sure they might be gone by now. Go to. Go to drinkingnonsense.com.
They're actually. All of the skins will be available for download in November for $5.
15th, something like that.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, which one is it?
All of them.
5 or 15?
No. He said
no,
the 15th.
On the 15th for $5.
No, you said 5. You said 15. I'm like, well, let's argue about it.
All right, let's move on. Other things, real quick. Jansen on the forums put up a post about New York Comic Con that says, one thing that I pulled away from New York Comic Con is how Hallmark ornaments are the most valuable exclusives. They go for 5 times what they sold for at the show, and I didn't understand why they were even at the show and why my friend bought a bunch, but now I know.
Oh, good tip.
There you go, Killen. Maybe you should be buying the Hallmark exclusives.
Yeah, I knew that, though, because actually I was trying to buy one at San Diego for somebody in the store here, and I couldn't get them. They were gone. Every time I went to go buy them, they were gone.
Really? That's crazy.
It was tree ornaments?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of expensive. It was like $40 for...
What am I missing?
Hallmark has a little
People
section.
Love those Hallmark thing ornaments, I guess.
Okay.
It's the best little secret kept.
It's not a secret anymore. We just released it.
Oh, my God.
Right. Guess what? Bruce know. Wayne's Batman.
Ah!
Whoa!
And what? Michael Jackson's dead.
No! Oh, that's terrible.
And now everybody's Wednesday's ruined.
So he also says the Marvel booth had Marvel Universe exclusive maskless Doctor Doom with Infinity Gauntlet and X-Force Archangel variants for free when you signed up for a year of Marvel Digital Comics, which I did not realize. They wanted $60 for the Doom subscription and $42 for the Archangel subscription, which is bogus because they were selling Archangel last year without the subscription for $10. Not surprisingly, someone set off a stink bomb in front of the subscription booth on Sunday.
Was that you? Wasn't even there.
He's been known. He's been known.
Entertainment Earth had the first $6 million man figure on display from Biff Bang Pow. It was Andre the Giant as Bigfoot. It was very cool, but I hope it's a prototype because he was the same height as the other figures. I didn't realize Andre the Giant was in $6 Million Man, but
I don't even know what that is.
It's the old TV series. She didn't know either when we talked about it. And
no, I think you're thinking of the Bionic Man.
That's the same guy.
$6
Million Man.
Well, there you go.
I think you're thinking of Knight Rider.
No, you know.
Yes, Knight Rider.
Now you're thinking of Knight Rider.
Then he also says, another cool toy note that I think debuted at San Diego Comic-Con was the Presidential Monsters, which I think we did see those. Like Baracula. It's Barack Obama's Dracula.
Oh, jeez.
And then he says, one sucky note, I found out that EMCE's War of the Dead 8-inch figures have been canceled. He pre-ordered those and the Build-A-Zombie in July. They had the sets of the Build-A-Zombie, so it looks like those are still coming out. Sweet. We saw all those at...
Yeah, we actually pre-ordered some of those.
What's that disc for? Like, how to build it?
I don't know exactly what's
going on. It's tutorials.
And then you cut yourself and you throw blood on it.
Well, because the kit is, you have to actually sculpt them out yourself.
Yeah.
Because it comes as a blank figure and you have to make it. So I think the video is the tutorials on how to do it. And
that's crazy.
They had like this little teenager sitting there just sculpting them.
Yeah, dude. He was doing awesome with them too. It was crazy. All right, so the last one we've got is from Lars573. He says, I was most intrigued by the Transformers Prime Cyberverse toys. The Legion figures all come with translucent weapons, and the commanders all have translucent parts in their torsos, which apparently will actually light up when used in conjunction with Cyberverse playsets and vehicles, and that the Cyberverse toys have functions under their name. They also revealed the first waves of Cyberverse. The commanders are Optimus Prime, Bulkhead, Megatron, and Starscream.
Super Shocker.
The Legion figures are Bumblebee, RC, Ratchet, Cliffjumper, and a Vehicon Trooper. And the vehicle sets are Wheeljack and his ship. Then he also goes on to say...
Did you say Silk the Shocker?
And Petey Pablo.
No, what'd you say?
What?
No, I said, oh, Shocker.
I thought you said Silk the Shocker. I was like, I want to transform with Silk the Shocker.
And the mace.
You know what that reminds me of? The first one where they light up? Those silly Toy Biz X-Men figures. Remember those figures?
That was amazing. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, like when you put the gun in his hand, the end lights up. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Game Changer toys that came out.
The Game Changer toys.
Change the game?
Change the game forever, dude.
You're right, and then Silk the Shocker went to jail, and now he's dead.
Wow, that hurts because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he also adds, I just heard that Mega Brands got the license for Mega Bloks building sets based on Power Rangers, StarCraft, and Warcraft. They even had a display of the Mega Bloks Power Ranger Samurai Megazord. Have you seen this yet?
No.
All right. I will show you.
They actually look really good.
They look Mega Bloks. Awesome, actually, for Mega Bloks.
Wow, yes. Say that again. Like, everybody be quiet.
Yeah, they did look good for Mega Bloks. That's the best Mega Bloks
I know. I was surprised.
License I've seen.
He even posted that on the boards, and I was shocked to hear him say that.
Good God.
Just post pics of your stuff. How many pictures you got?
Yeah, we are at 257 pages on post pictures of your stuff. I love that.
So I think we should probably close that.
There you go.
Part of what we do.
Samurai Megazord with the little Power Ranger minifigures.
When coming out?
I don't know. And then they also have these little sets with these little vehicles and stuff.
Hey, guess who's going to own all of those?
I figured. Rick is?
For sure.
Oh, there's another.
He loves MVs.
They're actually kind of cool looking. Yeah, I like them.
Those are Lego guys. Those are legit Lego men.
But they're Mega Bloks.
Actually, yeah, and they're actually a little bit better than the Lego Man.
Oh, really? Well, that's the one thing I like about them.
There's more definition.
They took a more of a Lego style.
Well, you mean that's also known as stealing here in America.
They do look different than the usual Mega Bloks.
Mega Bloks are stealing.
I think.
Hey, what are those Transformer figures that just came out that we got?
Krios.
Those are kind of cool.
They are kind of neat. I like them. We were just talking about that last week, too. The minifigures are actually really cool looking on those. I like those.
Just leave that up.
There you go. Samurai Megazord.
All right.
All right, cool. So there you go. There's a lot of cool things, apparently, that came out of New York Comic Con. A lot of cool stuff and a lot of things to look forward to. All right, so that's the end of the toy news for the week. And now I thought I would turn it over to the other guys here who all took a trip up towards Chicago this last weekend.
You want to talk about your trip?
To go to the Kane. My trip was not anything that anybody here is going to be interested in.
What? There was,
it was bridges and they're covered.
It was bridges and they're covered. You're right. Yes.
No one likes quilts, Christina.
We went to the Covered Bridge Festival in Indiana.
We did not look at quilts.
It was like...
Yeah, you knitted one.
It was...
They made butter, too.
We churned butter? Awesome.
We churned butter.
Did you really?
No.
Oh, wow. I was like, and you're done.
Yeah, I was super surprised at how like big this thing was, actually. Like, it was huge.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of old people, Dan, in the world. A
lot of old people.
And you were there.
I ate a lot of fair food, so that was cool. Like,
corn dogs.
Whatever we got, stuff. We got a...
We got a taco wrap.
It was old people food, like mashed potatoes on a stick.
Yeah. mashed potatoes on a stick.
That sounds how they would do that.
That's genius,
like,
dude.
Sounds good.
We need to figure that out. Quick. Get a patent on that.
You just, really gross.
That's how you get them to hold still. How do you think they deep fry like chocolate and all that?
Well, that's completely different than freezing mashed potatoes.
That's how they do all that stuff.
Anywho.
Just make it cold, stick it on there, stick it in deep fryer.
I did not find any toys of this thing except for one place that had some random stuff where I did actually find 5 mask figures, 4 of them with their masks, and I paid $5 for the set. So I was pretty happy about that.
And you found video games?
And I found a few video games. There were about 3 tents that were selling like Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis games. So I bought a few Nintendo games. And that's really all I walked out of that whole thing with.
That was awesome. But
yeah, good story, right? Your turn.
Our story is not very much better. This is the worst Kane County show I've ever been to.
See?
Like, now you're just...
No, actually, there was a ton of stuff you would have liked.
That's what he said, too.
New adventure stuff.
Ah, what?
How much new adventure stuff?
There was quite a bit of new adventure
stuff. Oh, my gosh.
For no reason.
You were supposed to tell me about that.
There was, what? You already have it. Skeletor?
I already have it.
No,
Skeletor, He-Man.
Flog, Hydro.
Hydron.
I have those guys.
Mm-hmm. Slushhead.
I have him.
What's the guy?
Diablo.
The guy, Flipshot.
You I have Flipshot.
The guy in the green. Or it's like, Aqua.
Hydron.
Huh? What do you
mean? Hydron.
The one in the green.
The one that we didn't know who was. What was his name?
He had...
Well, if you didn't know.
He had red hair.
Red or orange.
And, was Caucasian.
What? Like a white dude?
You can't say white dude on the show.
I don't know. I'd have to look at him.
He had red hair.
He was a
ginger.
You got all of them, so it doesn't matter.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Bring up New Adventure. There was something else, too, that you were looking for.
There was a good handful of complete She-Ra figures.
No, it wasn't She-Ra. There was something else where I was like, wow, Dan would want these.
Quit telling him this type of
stuff. It's too late now. It's not like we can go back. No.
And I'm going next time, so...
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You have to go to the Covered Windmill Festival.
Oh, the Covered Windmill Festival?
Say goodbye.
Dang it, it's the same weekend.
It's not fun.
King County is twice a year. He can go next time.
Yeah, but that quilt festival, that's only once in a
him lifetime. Completing his once in a lifetime collection could have happened this weekend, but it's alright, we'll get it next time.
That'll never happen.
He would have been done this week. He would have been done if he would have went.
Never buy another toy ever again.
He would have found it all.
No, that's not him.
K.O.?
Yep.
Yeah, it was that. But we left here about, 3:30 in the morning? 4:30 in the morning. Scotty was absolutely incredibly late.
Huh? We met here at 4:30. I was here at 4:31.
Yeah, late.
You said absolutely incredibly late.
I had to wait a minute. And I told you I'd be gone. Wow. You're lucky I stayed an extra minute.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy's idea is to get here at 4:30, and he decides to show up randomly at 4:31.
Well, yeah, anyway, everything that was, if there was anything that was there that was decent, it was incredibly overpriced.
Really?
Everything was expensive.
Rick's, they had a couple Horde Troopers complete. They weren't even that good a condition. And Rick's like, ooh, Horde Troopers with their staff. He's like, how much? He's like, 40 a piece. I'm just like,
40 a piece?
Wow.
What?
Dude paid $80 for the same Voltron that I got for $25 or whatever I said, whatever I got it for. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The big one?
Yeah. The Panache Place one?
Yep. $80 for that.
80?
It did have all of the
LeBlanc shields or whatever. Yeah.
And then it came with 3 figures, but no sword, no keys.
For a matchbox one.
And 50 for a matchbox one where the right hand was missing. The lion's head, the red lion head was missing. I was like, dude, you got, dude.
That's too much. 80 for the panache one's too much.
That's
you can
crazy.
Get the, you can get panache ones real cheap on eBay. So
yeah, it's like, I don't know. There's a lot of stands that just didn't have prices at all.
And yeah, they wanted,
you know, not to go after right. those.
They wanted you to ask. They
we skipped ask. Over, like, I don't know, 10 booths.
And they totally did the, that's 20. And then you're like, oh, okay, you put it up. I could probably do like 15 on it. You want to do 15? I'm like, nope. You got your chance, bro.
You had your chance.
Should have put a sticker on it. I said how much you wanted.
A couple guys did the, what do you want to give me for it?
Oh, I hate that too, man. Yeah. So just tell me a price, dude.
Old man Rivers was like, what do you want to give me for it? And I was like, I don't know. Nothing. And he's like, yeah, 15. I was like, no. For the micro machines. Kellen's like, you got to get that. We sold that in the store for 80 or 40 or whatever it was.
I don't even remember that conversation, but it's
you
fine.
Did. You said some guy walked in, he was so excited. You're like, oh my god, I've been looking for this forever. 40's a great price. I'm sure you're just making it up, but it was funny at the time.
Whoa! You mean I told you the truth?
But they didn't have as many tables.
You agree? I don't know about that.
Because outside was only the one building when it's usually two.
But it's usually a building and a half. But that building was like enclosed, and I think it was longer.
And then,
so I think it was the same amount of people. Just
and then Rick found, what was that figure you wanted, the Puppet Master?
Oh yeah, there was a Japanese exclusive totem figure. He was on card, but
what was it? 15.
He was marked for 10, which honestly is probably
I thought it was 15. You wanted to give him 10.
He was 10. And I wanted to give him 5.
Oh okay.
Because this is the thing, they were selling it as a figure
on
and
card.
It was obvious that the bubble had torn from the backer and there was scotch tape running all the way down the front and wrapping around the back.
Oh.
And whenever I made the offer to the guy, he immediately turned into a DH and was like, oh no, that's the way it came, straight from the factory, case fresh, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you've got to be kidding
and
me.
Scotty's
really?
Like, case fresh with the tape wrapped all the way around like
I
that.
I had to argue.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because Rick's like, it was, you know, it's off card. And he's like, it's not off card. And I was like, there's tape on it. Why would you put tape on a card that's not off? He's like, no, it's not. Let me see that. And he picks it up and he's like, and he's looking at it. And he's like, this is how I got that. And he's talking to his partner. And I'm like, there's scotch tape on it that wraps all the way around it. You're telling me that this figure came like this from the box. And he's just like, yeah, I'm going to need 10 for it. I was just like, wow.
And that's I walked absurd. Past that same table probably 10 times that entire day, and that figure sat there the entire time.
It seemed like there wasn't a lot of people there either, like customers.
Yeah, well, I don't know. No, I think it's because they had it spread out. They had it spread out into 5 buildings. Well, 4, I guess, but the one's 2 and 1. But I don't know. I thought it was kind of busy because there's a lot of times I was getting kind of irritated by how many people.
I was certainly irritated by people.
I bought one man bat for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Some Powerpuff Girls for Mariah, and some Strawberry Shortcake stuff for Julia, and that was it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you walk out with?
I bought a carded DC Red Hood figure.
For the low. You got it for a good deal.
Yeah, $7.
Sweet.
Sweet figure. A complete Hordak with the backer card.
Oh.
Vintage.
Tell me about that. That's awesome.
Complete. It was Leech. Was the other one that came with the backer card. And then I got Mantenna.
Because we had looked at them and we were like, oh, these ain't bad prices. And then I realized, crap, these are half off. So I was like, Rick, come back over here. And this was like right towards the end. And it was like half off the price that's stickered. So I was like, how much is this? And she was like, 14. And I was like,
is it the same lady that's always got that stuff?
In the back corner with all the...
No, this was a different building.
She had all that wrestling stuff. And then
oh,
she had
okay.
Wall
she was a younger lady. But she had a huge...
She was there last time, though.
Was she?
Yeah. Younger than who I think... I think you were talking about the older lady.
I'm talking about that older lady that I got all that Shira stuff from.
No, she had nothing.
She had some He-Man stuff.
But her and Rick did make out.
Weird!
And I did buy my first Mosquitor.
Yeah, good man. Good man. About time.
But
now you're a real fan.
That's right.
Now you're a real collector.
But they had both of those figures with the comic, with their weapons, with the back of the card for $14 a piece. And Rick's like, all I got is 20. And I was like, you can try it. And she's like, yeah, why not? I like your jacket. So gave Rick these two figures with all that stuff for $10 a piece.
Oh, that is so cool.
That's a sweet.
She had a 2000X Grayskull with the box.
for $10.
Yeah, that's what he said. Why didn't one of you guys grab that?
I'm totally kicking myself.
Yeah, somebody should have already had $10.
I was telling Damien, you guys realize that I'd have bought it, two of them
just because then I would have had the box. Because like, I don't have the box.
Two of them, the way the arms are cut, they fit together, so you can make a four-walled castle.
Why don't you tell us that then?
I would have saw that for $10, I'd have bought it, even if I already have one.
Yeah, it makes an awesome, huge playset.
It was a big box, and I didn't want to have to open up and be missing something. I was just like,
I would just want, because then I'd have a box, too.
Plus another gold or silver sword.
Yeah, another silver power sword. Yeah. That's cool.
That's about it, though.
What did you get? Killing anything?
Yeah, well, no, not really. I mean, I bought a two-pack of G.I. Joe. It's the Cobra versus Venom, not Venom, but G.I. Joe versus Cobra card, and it was a Cobra Commander and a Duke.
Okay,
and
I remember.
I bought it for $5.
It's the 2002 ones, right? 2003.
Actually, we already have it. Yeah, you're right.
I told you had it.
I already had it. Well, anyways, I bought it again.
Apparently, you bought it again.
I don't know if I have one in my collection though. So either way, I got it, and I bought. We went to this doll area, and I found a. The White Ranger sword
Saba.
In a box for $8, which
there it is, Saba.
And I thought that was a good price for $8.
Yeah,
and it kind of works mostly. We'll work that out. And then, so we were about to be done, and then I get a call from a girl, and she says, "Did you promise our daughter a Smurfette figure?" And I was like, "No." She goes, "Well, she's been talking all day long about how you weren't going to forget and you were going to bring her back a Smurfette." And I was like,
"Oh, jeez."
I was like, "Oh, my God. Where am I going to find a Smurfette?" So I went through the entire floor a few times and I found like two PVC ones, little ones.
Old school ones.
Schleich ones, whatever. One was from like 1970 and one was from like 81 or something like that. I found those and they look ridiculous. I mean, they're just terrible looking because they're so old. Luckily, I was able to find a plush, and I paid $5 for it.
Vintage plush.
Yeah,
vintage.
Nice. It's an 84 plush or something like that.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
He had some other ones.
Yeah, well, it had a little bit of like marks on it, but I took it home, washed it, and it came out perfect. So
the other ones look like they were dragged through, I don't know, mud.
Right. Well, I mean, they're 20-something years old. They got a little marking on them. But then I was able to find a Disney Store trunk dress-up kit, and it was a huge, like, trunk that had the castle painted on the entire way around. And you open it up, and it's like an armoire, and it's got drawers in it. And there were Disney princesses' dresses in there. Like, there was a Princess Aurora one, a Snow White, and a Cinderella one. And they apparently they sold them in the Disneyland park. It was the only place you could buy them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the trunk was supposed to cost $100. The dresses would have cost you $40-$50 a piece. And they had three complete dresses, jewelry, crowns, and everything, and a couple extra crowns and everything. So I paid $50 for that. But the trunk itself is like it's an amazing piece.
That trunk was $100 in the store in the parks.
Yeah, that's
I believe it.
No, I did too.
I believe it.
But it's if nothing else, I wanted the trunk just because.
That's why awesome. The guy chased you down. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you spent $50 on that. I thought it was like a couple bucks.
No,
I didn't know it was like that.
No,
some guy comes running up when we're getting ready to leave, and he's been hunting Damien down because they left a part of the chest out.
Well, he left one of the dresses. We opened them up, and I was like, "Are these doll clothes? Or are they for kids?" And he's like, "Well, I think they're for kids." So we opened them up and like tried to see how big they would be. And when we put it back together, we forgot one of the pieces, so he tracked me down. But yeah, it's pretty cool. If she stops playing with it, I guarantee you I could triple my money on that piece.
Wow.
Yeah, that trunk was that good.
Wow. Kaylin likes to sell.
As soon as she goes to bed tonight. Well, when she gets older, if she doesn't care about it, because she has so many toys.
I hope she wants it
forever.
I
think she'll care about that,
though. I hope she wants it forever, just because.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, it was a good investment and a sound toy.
And then you guys also brought me Black Star.
That was Scotty.
With a hole in the back.
That's my first Black Star figure.
That's where his sword goes, I would assume, or something. Because it's not like a broken hole. It's like it was already
it's like
there.
Perfectly round.
And then we went to some restaurant that I've never ever heard of.
Black Star.
What was it again?
Portillo's. Come on. It's a very, very popular Chicago.
Have you ever eaten there?
No, I've never even heard of
Portillo's
it.
Portillo's is like an Italian beef.
That doesn't sound like
sausage.
Red Robin.
No, no, it's way better.
I doubt
it.
Good?
Yes.
Yeah. It's very good. It's no, it's a real famous eatery in Chicagoland area, and they have, I don't know, 20 restaurants, and it's basically, you go in there and
it's crazy. That's what it is.
Yeah, you walk. If you had never been there before, you wouldn't know what to do when you walked in.
If I would have never been there, if Damien would have been with me or Rick would have been with me, I would have walked in and sit down and been sitting there for an hour and a half.
You walk in and it's like an open like atrium, kind of like a like if you were in a food court.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
And you have to go up to the counter and there's a guy and they write your order on a bag and they hand you the bag and they run it down the assembly line and then you get it at the end. But they do, like, Italian beef is what they're known for, and, like, sausages. And they just, it's, like, real good, greasy, good food. You know what I mean?
So we got the combo.
Gyros?
We got the combo. So they put the Italian sausage down, and then put the Italian meat on top of it. So it was good.
Huh. Yeah, it's really good food.
It was kind of expensive.
And they must have had 1,000 employees, and there must have been 2,000 people in there eating. Because the drive-through had like a ridiculous amount of line going on.
They some had the kids' dads got crazy on Scotty Catch.
Oh yeah, and no, this guy about had a fight with some dad.
That isn't what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Fought some dude.
No, that isn't what happened at all.
This he little, was making fun of his
this
kid.
Little brat was like comes and just out of nowhere parks right next to us.
Well, not yet. You got to tell him that Rick told me that they had the greatest cake in all of the universe.
No.
What he said?
No.
It was close to that.
It wasn't even like that. At
it
all.
Was something like that.
He said, "Look, dude, they got the best cake in the world."
I said,
"They've
got the best cake."
In the world.
In the world.
What did
in
he say?
The
same thing.
I said they have the best.
I don't know, because the story got embellished as
but
it went
you see
on.
How fat I am, so I want some cake. So, and it was good. It was good. It was good. Anyway, I come back, and like I look over, and this little kid's just going, with this salt shaker all over the table. I'm just like, what's he doing? There's nobody around. It's right next to our table. So I sit down, and the little kid looks at me, and I take off the wrapper, and I see him looking at me in the corner of the eye, out of the eye. And I get ready to take a bite, and I just go. And I just look at him.
He starts making faces at this kid.
I'm just going, and I'm like looking at him, and I'm looking at the salt, and he starts like brushing the salt off like real salt, like looking at me like he's getting ready to get in trouble. So I go back to like taking a bite of my stuff, and then he starts like, he's looking at me again. And he starts like stacking the salt and pepper shaker on top of each other, and he's like trying to hide them, and I keep like looking at him real quick. Well, tough guy Johnson comes walking over, and he's
tough
like.
Tough guy Johnson.
And he's got his hands in his coat, and he's like. You all right? I go, oh, yeah, I'm good. You good? I'm good. And he goes, yeah, I'm good. Everything okay? And he's like, I'll be right back. And then leaves his son again at this place where there's 700 people. But anyway, and then the other son comes over to like watch me to make sure I don't say anything. So I just make comments about the salt for the next 5 minutes. While I'm eating the greatest cake
was,
in the universe.
It was getting kind of uncomfortable because this dude is obviously... Saw Scott making faces at his kid.
All I was doing was looking at him. I have a right to look at somebody.
Honestly, you were just giving him like, what are you doing, looks?
This little kid, and he wasn't like a 3-year-old. He was like, what, 7, 8, 9?
Somewhere.
He was old enough to realize you don't dump salt everywhere in a restaurant. And it wasn't like, oops, a little bit. He was going, like shaking salt everywhere. It looked like we were that game from Maui's where you slide the. Where you slide the, what do you call it?
Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Yeah. I thought for sure we were going to find it.
What kind of parent just leaves their young child
they
alone
wanted a
in
seat.
The middle of a Chicago area restaurant?
I don't know. Maybe the kid wanted to sit down.
And then he comes over and instead of going, hey, son, try not to embarrass the hell out of me by dumping salt all over the damn place like it's a bar.
No.
Instead, he comes up with his bare sweatshirt and his leather and jacket trying to check me. You good? Yeah, I'm good. You good? I'm good. You good?
That's horrible parents.
Rick, and then Rick goes, that guy trying to be a dick and I should punch him in the face. So on the way out, they
I
got.
I wish we had that story. Then Rick punched him in the face.
And then all of a sudden, Rick called Chokeslam and Chokeslam the crap out of this dude through this salty table.
Apparently, he mugged us.
Yeah, well, we all went to the bathroom, and apparently, you know, these guys don't wash their hands. So they went straight to the car, and I washed my hands. So when I'm walking out, like, he's mean mugging the crap out of these two because I'm 10 feet behind him, and he's just like. Like, look at him like, yeah, you guys better leave after your food's all gone.
You got you good.
You got
dude.
To check the crap out of
got
us.
Got you good, dude.
So when he realizes that I'm behind him, I just smile, look down, and just shake my head like dirtbag.
That sounds amazing.
That's about it.
That sounds like the best part of the trip right there.
But the cake was good.
The cake was good.
But I'm gonna bring Rick some of my wife's aunt's cake. So it can be the new best cake in the universe.
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to taste disgusting.
No. It's right. The best cake in the universe and the world.
And they were like,
maybe even the whole town.
And I do have to say that whatever the gas station is in Dwight, Illinois, that is not the BP, they have the grossest men's bathroom.
Oh, it's bad.
In the world.
Listen. If you go in there and take a poo...
I hovered, all right? It was bad.
If you go in there and take a poo, and you can't even finish a full poo, you need to wash your bathroom out. Hose it out or something. Hose it out.
Holy crap.
I start walking in, and I always... Like, Rick's already done. He's like, I can't even poop in here. I'm just like,
wow. I'm like shaking my head, slamming the door.
Oh, dude. That's terrible.
And then dude was like waiting for Rick to get out so he can go in there and go poo.
Yeah, it was kind of, I was like, ugh, Vold, shut the door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they must see Duvall on the same gas station. Duvall and that one guy. Can't think of his name right now.
Windmill.
Windmill King. That's right.
Sounds like an awesome trip.
The good news,
I can't believe we missed that.
The good news was we didn't spend very much money.
We had fun.
I'm not saying we didn't.
Hey, show everybody your quilt.
I didn't bring it.
Yeah. You know.
I can't wait to see family pictures of like where Dan's like got like one of them like
a bonnet.
Yes.
Like he's in a prairie dress.
And I took a picture of like Dan holding the pitchfork and Christina in her like her little maid outfit or whatever.
Are they like Amish. Holding ribbons around the pole and trying to do the dance?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because
we totally did that.
Did you?
Yeah, for
what
sure.
What are those shoes like? Those Dutch shoes, like the clodhoppers? Yeah, did you guys do that?
Absolutely.
That is amazing. Why we messed up.
Obviously.
Here we are at this giant toy show.
And we could have been having quilting, you know.
I've never milked a cow before, and I would have loved to do that.
It was Quiltapalooza for sure.
Quiltapalooza.
You've never seen such a place. It was amazing.
Was there any comparison time?
Nope. I couldn't compare. It was all too awesome. There was no comparison.
So you're telling me there was no He-Man quilts. Weird.
Hey, well, seriously, though, I would have loved to have been there when you finally found a toy booth. Oh, thank you! You just hugged the lady.
I don't care how much these are. I'm buying them just so I can buy something.
How much for every toy in here? But it was awesome, for sure, though. You know, good time with the wife.
We went to the Spoon River thing one time with my wife and family, and that was the worst experience of my life.
I've been there, too.
It's god awful.
It's
not. Nothing but antiques and birdhouses and, like, old men, like whittling, like, you know, ducks. He's like, you need a duck? I don't need a duck. Do me a He-Man sword or something. Who's that? I'm going to go churn more butter. So you had a great time, like, bobbing for apples and stuff, man?
It was good. It was very good. That's awesome.
Did you have to wear a name tag?
Hello, my name is Goat Rider. All right, I did hear they have awesome goats wherever you guys were.
They were the best. The best goats.
So were the bridges really covered?
Quiltapalooza. They were really covered.
Yes, they were
did
covered.
You get a Quiltapalooza t-shirt?
Well, I had to make my own.
Was it embroidered? Or
yeah, it was tie-dye.
You're awesome.
Cross-stitch. It was a cross-stitch.
Hey, Danny's like a demolition man when he comes out of like being froze. Danny starts like knitting sweaters and stuff.
So it was a good time, huh? Yeah, you liked it.
I had a blast.
What'd you buy?
I bought a sign to go over our bed.
She bought house stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it says, always kiss me goodnight.
Is it made out of wood?
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah. Old Man Rivers was there making it in person.
Is it burned etching?
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's carved, for sure.
It's carved.
No, it's carved. Does it have a duck on one side and a footprint on the other?
It has a star on both sides.
That's better than a duck.
All right, this is a good place to stop, I think.
We should have never started.
All right. Hey, guys, as always, make sure you're checking out popculturenetwork.com on a daily basis for lots of original content, including videos, podcasts, columns, and much more. While you're there, make sure you register for the forums so that you can chat with all the other geeks like us about all kinds of different things, toys, video games, comic books. It's all right there on the site. Also, make sure you check out our store at shoppcn.com to help support us. What is new this week, Killen?
Well, I don't think we have anything new, really, right now, other than the new comics that are released as you are listening to this on Wednesday. But we will be getting DC Classics Wave 19 in the next few days.
Oh, sweet.
Maybe by the end of the week, I don't know. But that doesn't really matter because I won't be here to list them because I will be in Mall of America.
Again?
Making quilts.
Making quilts. I'll be gone Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're in the Mall of America over the weekend, say hi.
And Rick and Dirt and I are going to burn this store down.
Yep. And I got to trust them to run the store. Yeah,
hey, can I come in and be the manager while you're gone?
Hey, you are the district manager.
I'll be the assistant to the manager.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. If you enjoy the videos, please, please click that subscribe button. You can find us at youtube.com/popculturenetwork. And as always, you can download the audio version of this podcast through our Podbean account, which you can find right on the front page of popculturenetwork.com. So until next week, I am Pixel Dan.
Christina.
And I'm your Lord Killer.
Ding Dong Rick.
Scotty Cash.
We'll see you guys next week.